Simply Done, the podcast network.
Hey, tell everyone where we are, everybody.
We're on the roof.
We're on the roof of a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's our very last show. You know, looking back, a lot of great memories, huh?
222 years. Long time.
Yeah, that's really funny. You're starting the show in a big way.
He said it because it was a lot longer than that.
Okay. I mean, a lot longer than 222 years. I thought 22 years is a long time. Well, 222.
You want one?
You want one of these boards? You can't have those. Those are Nick's boards. I'm giving them to you for you to sign.
You're giving them to
sign those for Nick.
All these things got worn off of the side of it, though.
Yeah.
Dude.
I think they probably want you to sign.
Okay, you're supposed to sign the left section there, the left side of my head, okay, on that one, and then you got the whole...
Okay, let him do this.
Yeah.
And then I could draw on this one.
And you got that side for Nick.
Right here?
Yeah.
Hey, so what's been going on with everybody?
I don't know. Well, why don't you sign this so we can get to our big thing right here, and so he can get his mind on something.
Yeah.
Right.
Right there. What's the matter? You seem upset. It's hitting you. It's a final show, and you're a little sad, aren't you?
It's just...
You're going to cry, aren't you?
It's the bugs.
It's the bugs?
Bugs at my house. The bugs at my house.
What do you mean, the bugs at your
house? I'm doing a lot of house cleaning.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about, bugs at your house?
I've got a bug infestation at my apartment complex.
Roaches, spiders, earwigs, mites, dust mites.
Dust mites and bed bugs.
Bed bugs are the HIV of 2014.
No, they are.
Dude...
Please. Let me tell you this. That's how the... you got to figure this out yourself.
Wow.
Anyway.
So what are they telling you to do? You got to throw away all your furniture?
I threw away my bed.
Are you going to throw anything else away?
No need. What?
You may as well throw your bed away. It's not like you're having sex with beautiful ladies in it.
Oh, that was funny.
But you know what, Scaremaster? Seriously, that is why you do not bring the anonymous strangers from Denny's home with you, because that's...
Anonymous strangers from Denny's?
Yeah, because it's a dangerous thing. A lot of these people, they have sex at different places a lot of times.
That's how you get the bed bugs. That's how you get the bed bugs.
Your guess.
No. There's been bed bugs in other apartments in my complex.
Interesting. Well, I think it is time that we do something that we've talked about for
a while.
We're going to do that during the show. What we're going to do right now is something we've talked about for months upon months, and the day is finally here. Mole, time to give the Scaremaster his haircut.
Whoa, really? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why are we doing that?
Because
you can only cut one portion of my hair.
You're going to cut the whole thing.
You're not cutting all my hair off.
Yes. You're going to go get... That's what was supposed to happen all along.
Why don't we take a couple limbs off, play with it, see where we're at, see how we're feeling before we go any further? How about that? How about we just play around, see how we feel?
All right, let's get to this. We'll set this here so we don't have any problems.
Here's the brush. God.
Here's the brush, and here's the scissors. All right, let's get to going.
Okay, here we go. All right, let's just have some fun with this haircut. Okay, how you doing, sir? What are we doing today? Talk to me.
Wait a second. What are you...
Talk to me. What are we doing here? What do you like?
Well, it's got to be short. So
I don't
want
to get too close to you because you have bed bugs.
You are only... I don't want you to touch my hair.
I'm going to go ahead
and put... Barry, we've been talking about this forever. It's a scene of the movie.
Cut this and that's it.
You're going to cut everything. It's going to look good.
He doesn't know how to fucking cut hair.
You said you...
He's not a fucking hairstylist.
He cut mine.
Okay. Yeah, and you're fucking bald.
Yeah, it's a good look.
It's not a good look. It's fucking ugly.
Oh, that's bullshit. Ugly.
Let's take a little bit off. See how it goes.
Well, it's good. Looks real good.
How you doing, sir? So what's been going on? I recognize you from somewhere. Tell me. What's your name?
Tell him where...
Oh, fuck. What are you... Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let me get one, okay. One clip.
Let Dan take one piece off. Oh, wow. That's a big chunk of hair. Dan's a much more aggressive. Wow. That's really a lot of hair, Dan Stinger. Normally, my technique is a lot. Wow. That is really... Look at this back here, you guys.
Okay, here, you get this. Right.
I don't really know. But here, look at over here. I think it's pretty good.
All right,
leave that. It's like
a long stocky.
No, it looks good. It's a style. All right, get in the back.
Oh, don't move. Oh, I almost cut off.
Oh, wait, leave a tail. You got to leave a tail.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah,
here, you finish it.
I'll take that little bit off. Okay, there we go.
That's
why aren't you guys bagging up my hair? You're just letting it fly everywhere.
We should sell it on eBay, right?
Oh, yeah, we should.
Dummies.
Here.
Send to the CDC. Okay, hold on.
You got a big glob of hair right over there.
We'll get it.
Right where his foot is.
That's good. Here.
Get all that hair on the
I think it should be a little shorter. I got
leave this look for a little while. Let's see how that look looks.
Okay, no, here. I see a couple things that I would do. Do you mind if I try just a little?
Oh, brother.
Scare Master.
Here, will you take a picture here?
Scare Master, have a smile, buddy.
Why the fuck aren't you guys bagging the hair?
We'll get it. We'll get Mary Jane to do that.
Jesus Christ. Oh, crap.
Looks good.
And I see Sheila.
Looks good.
Look at Scare Master over here. Smile.
It looks...
Dan, Scare Master, look at
that.
Dan, Scare Master!
What?
I don't know if I like this look.
What's wrong with it? So I think it looks good.
Yeah.
It looks good.
All right. Now.
Okay, here's what you should do. What? Shake the hair off. No, off your shirt. Take your shirt off and...
I'm not taking nothing
yeah,
off.
Yeah, just because you got hair
everywhere. I'm not taking my
hair.
Perry,
you have bed bugs. Perry, I just ask you this. Please, you have hair everywhere on your back. What we'll do is we'll just take your shirt off and shake it. That's all we're going to do. Nobody's going to touch you. Everybody stay away from his fanny pack.
Did you get your magic markers back?
You know what we should do? We should really put these up for auction at one point.
Well, what up for auction?
The hair.
The hair? Why don't you guys have it in
the bag? I'll go get a bag. Let's all go downstairs real quick.
This Scare Master look like if he had a hairy back.
Oh, God.
Let me get a picture.
Get the fuck
stop.
Away from
stop.
Me, idiot.
Stop. Let me just
delete. You look like if he had a hairy back. Show him a picture.
Yeah. Here, let me just turn around. Turn around.
If he had a hairy back, that's what you look like.
Disgusting.
Definitely disgusting.
All right, well, listen, let's go back downstairs.
I got to take a crap, man. Please.
What did you have to eat?
I had a salad over at El Pollo Loco.
An El Pollo Loco salad?
Yeah. One of their chicken salads.
Really? Are they any good?
They're real good.
What kind of dressing?
The house dressing.
And wait, I think we know this song.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast for the last time. Hi, I'm your pal Don.
I'm Maul.
And I'm Scary Perry.
Together we are the
Big Three.
Well, guys, bittersweet today is the best way I can describe it.
Yeah, like that chocolate penis at Scare Master.
I'll never forget that. That was one of the highlights of the Big Three Podcast.
You loved that chocolate penis.
No, I didn't love
it. Perry saw the black penis and he started munching it down.
I liked the chocolate. I didn't like the fact that it was shaped like a penis.
You didn't mind it.
Whatever.
This is our last Big Three Podcast.
Now, why is that?
Numerous reasons. But what I said last year is I will give it to the end of the year. We'll try to raise money and we'll make a pilot and we'll see where the pilot goes. And if nothing happens with the pilot, it's goodbye to everyone.
Okay.
And we have made that pilot.
Like you're going to kill them?
I don't know how you would have even gotten that out of that.
Goodbye to everybody sounds ominous.
Well, that could be a suicide.
Oh, whoa. See, that's...
Suicidal tendencies. They rock.
They do.
Didn't see that one coming.
That's Joel and Ethan laughing at another zinger by the Scare Master himself.
Joel and Ethan, baby. Oh, oh, oh.
So, now, I don't want to find out yet. We'll save it to the end of the show.
Definitely going to miss that sense of humor.
But you know what is happening with Perry in the system, correct?
Today's the last day. I'm out, right?
That is our job.
We will find out in a little while. If you're in the system forever... Or you get out.
Will Perry get out of the system? We'll find out right after this.
No, we'll actually have a little bit more show because I think that should be the big thing at the end.
Okay, we got a lot more show coming up. We'll find out right
Why
after
would
this.
I be in the system forever? I mean,
Oh, let's see here. We shouldn't talk much about what happened during the wedding weekend, but I will say this. You were unprofessional. You were. You were warned. be professional, or you will remain in the system the rest of your life. So we're going to find out today if your fucking stupidity, excuse me, your unprofessionalism is going to get you locked in the system for the rest of your life. But then after that, we say goodbye to you, and it's off with our own separate lives.
Fine.
Wait, let me ask you all a question first off.
Sure. Ask you?
Is there a lot of people, what is everybody saying, is that the reason, and I said this can't be true, is the reason we're not doing it is because Perry doesn't want to work with us anymore. But then I go back and I listen to all the podcasts, and he keeps saying he doesn't want to be pals with us. And I'm his best friend.
I know that.
You think you're my best friend.
Exactly. Thank you.
I've got other friends that are my best friends.
Like who? Dexter Coleman?
Like John D., who I've known.
Will you talk about John D.? Are you taking hairs off and throwing them on my floor?
Yeah, look like it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't do that a fucking again.
There was only one.
Okay, well, don't do it again because, number one, you have bed bugs in your house. Number two, you have a haircut that Mole and I gave you. I got a chance to help out a little bit.
Yeah, you really jumped in there on that one.
I did. I might have gone a little close in some spots.
Dan was a little more aggressive with his hairstyling techniques on ScareMaster, but I got to say, your hair right now, it really, really looks bad.
Looks like shit, probably.
Yeah, what's up, Joel?
I have a question on behalf of the system.
Yeah, go ahead.
Was there a tip exchange for the haircut or any money?
I wanted to give him a lollipop, but he won't eat them because of the DRPs.
I'm not eating lollipops.
What about a DRP?
I'm not eating that stupid shit.
All right, well. That's what you get when you get a haircut.
What plans do we have? That was your question, Mo. What plans do you have, Perry? What are you going to do after the show's over?
I have no idea yet.
Well, you got
other than finishing cleaning house and setting.
What are you doing
bedside?
Cleaning house? What sort of stuff? Are you dusting?
Scrubbing the floor.
No, I would imagine. Let me guess. He's going to fire his staff. Mm-hmm. He's going to fire his writers.
Whoever left.
What writers?
Cleaning house, getting rid of everybody that was there before. A new start.
Wow.
I'm Is at that what you're my gonna apartment do? Cleaning house.
Oh,
because of all the bugs.
Well, you are kind of cleaning house.
Did you get rid of your mom's credenza?
No, I just got rid of my bed.
Your mom's bed?
It's not my mom's bed.
It was your mom's bed.
It was not my mom's
you
bed.
You said it was
Actually,
your mom's
it
bed.
Was
it was
never my mom's bed.
Your mom didn't have that futon
no,
for
No, she
years?
Never had that futon. That was that.
Did you get rid of the couch?
That was that wood shop project that Louis Anderson supposedly made it up at the Shore Mansion.
Oh, so that was
the wheels gave me. Yeah.
Wow.
The
I will say this. We've worked with some of these people in the past, and I do know that Louis Anderson was big into wood shop for a while.
All right. So it was the homemade full futon with the drawers underneath it.
So what? Louis Anderson was making a futon bed.
And no. Wheels gave it to me.
And you know what? I've never known Wheels to lie about anything, so I'll bet you this was his bed, Louis Anderson's I'm talking about.
Okay.
That's
and I bet he made it like really. He had to make it himself because it had to be really sturdy.
Right, he was a big fella.
It was.
You want to shore that thing up with some pier pads and some four bys, you know?
Yeah.
No, it was a smaller. It was just a full was the size of the.
Do you
bed.
Think this story will be in your autobiography?
Possibly.
How's that coming along?
I've got it on hold right now because of all the shit that I'm going through.
What shit are you going through?
Yeah, what happened, ScareMaster?
I'm just cleaning all the garbage around my
First
place.
Of all, you get rid of the big three, and then you move on.
I'm not getting
you
rid
really
of...
You really got a whole new thing going on.
Yeah.
Tell us what's happening. I'll tell you what I'm doing.
I'd like to hear that, Mole.
I'm going back to school.
You're going to Harvard?
Turns out terrifying Tim could get me in there.
Going back to school.
Well, here's what happened. Do you guys remember my Molevention back when I was living on the streets in my car and I only had a little bit of water? I developed that HEPA filter filtration system for my bong water so that I could reuse it. Turns out repurposing wasted water to become potable again is a big deal in our drought-stricken world. And Harvard loves my Molevention so much, they're giving me seed money to start a whole thing with it. And go
That's fantastic. I knew
and also,
like that
you know
happen.
What else? You know what else did what? Really well? Those banana doobies I threw out at the wedding.
Oh,
those
they
did
love
so well.
Those.
I may start selling them. People like them so much.
I'm telling you, people
when I go to Harvard, I'm going to sell the banana doobies. People like them so much.
People were going crazy over banana doobies. No, don't. You got to make some kind of money. But they were going crazy at the wedding for that. You know, I made a pact. We can't really talk about what happened at the wedding.
You know, I will say this though. It seemed like there were two different kind of groups. There were the coconut doobie people and the banana doobie people.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to what I was saying. We are not allowed really to talk about the weekend at all here.
Yeah, because I was the hero that stopped the
weekend. No, I just said don't say anything. And then what's the first thing you do?
He said something. Became the hero. He was the hero
okay,
that stopped the whole
say
thing.
That again. But guess what? We have a bunch of $10 shout-outs today. You say that one more time. Guess who gets none of those $10 shout-outs?
Joel and Ethan.
Nope. Well, they're not going to get any.
Vince?
Vince won't get any either. No, I was talking about Perry.
No, thanks.
All right, so that would be some kind of motivation to shut your fucking mouth.
Hey, before we get to the $10 shout-outs, can I just tell you guys one thing?
What's that?
Since it's our last show and stuff.
Yeah, well, I was.
I brought snacks.
Well, you know what? Let's save those because I got a very special little thing coming up in a little bit. Is that okay?
Someone coming over?
No, nobody's coming over. It's just going to be kind of a celebration. And it is our last day, so we got champagne, first of all.
So
we'll pop that open in a second.
Don't
do that Hitler thing in here.
No way. I'm not drinking
the Hitler thing.
I'm not drinking any alcohol.
Who said you're drinking
it?
Who said you're drinking it?
I
okay. Everything is about you.
I'm not drinking any alcohol.
All right. And so that means no one else can?
You guys can drink. I'm not
drinking. Thank you. All right. So we've got some champagne.
Other than the water.
We got some champagne to celebrate this. We're not going to talk a lot about it, but what were your highlights of the wedding weekend, Mole?
Okay.
Something that happened big. You can talk about anything. Your favorite moment.
Well, a lot of it's blurry.
Yeah.
Because you remember when we went in there and I had all those coconut banana doobies?
I sure do.
I didn't throw them all to the crowd.
What? You said you did.
I tried a little ACT.
Right.
And then a lot of stuff got foggy. I remember like making my way across the crowded room to try to get to Nicole Perez for the first dance. And she like, look, there's a, and then I got swept up with Hiroshima Nagasaki and Al Hoffman. How great did he look?
Like, Al Hoffman looked unbelievable.
The guy is—he's over there in the corner. He's arm wrestling this guy. He's got a stack of money on him. I fall over I fall over. Perry knocked over the table.
He does, but don't say anything more.
Just a lot of stuff was going on. I was upset about a lot of stuff too.
Well, one thing I wanted to ask you about: what did you guys think of Prince Vince's hair?
Amazing,
so long, so beautiful,
amazing,
unbelievable.
It seems like he's got he's the new long hair dude, not Scaremaster.
That was a wig.
What?
The one that Vince had.
Prince Vince? Bullshit.
I don't think so, dude.
I don't think so at all.
Trust me. I know about these things.
My worst point, I'll tell you, is when we were trying to get the fittings for the tuxedos. I said to Perry, stay right behind me, get as close as you can, and don't lose me. Every time I went through traffic, I lost him.
Because you drive like a maniac.
I drive like a maniac.
Yeah.
How about you're a terrible driver?
I'm not going to speed. I'm not going to get another ticket.
When did you get a ticket before?
It's been a little over a year.
All right. Well, now that's a new year. Celebrate again. Keep up with me.
Celebrate again.
What was your best and your worst moment of the wedding weekend?
Meeting Nicole from Chicago.
That was your worst? Well, that's
no,
kind of cold.
That was my best. Nice. It was nice meeting her and talking to her daughter and on the phone. Worst part of the putting a halt to what was...
Shut up. You can't talk about that.
Okay.
By the way, at the reception, you went crazy with JQA's assistant.
Yeah, what happened with that?
And I'm not talking John. Talking about the girl.
The cute girl, she was all right.
Dude, talk into the fucking mic.
Well, this guy's blowing smoke on me.
You're going to live.
No one's blowing smoke on you. This is all true.
Well, we just met. And
okay,
we
you thing talk, up the mouth. Take, I can't.
We just met and then we kissed a couple times.
You made mouth love? You guys made mouth love?
Do you think she liked it?
Whatever. I don't know.
Do you think she liked it? Your
maybe,
gut feeling?
Maybe not.
Why would you say she did like it, and why would you say she didn't like it then?
She liked it because she kissed back, and maybe she didn't like it because
she screamed and wiped your mouth off immediately?
Yes,
we didn't,
tonsil Tetris?
We didn't play tonsil
Tetris
or any of those other kid games. Tonsil hockey, whatever.
Okay, so that was your best moment. What was the worst moment for you?
I don't even remember because I was trying to get away from that weekend.
Why? It's beautiful.
Remember, audience, don't listen for a second. I just put your fingers in this.
All right, wait. Give them a second to put it in there. Might be some people, you know, like putting down. Maybe they've got a fry pan. They're putting that down on the.
Okay,
the
fry pan down.
Okay.
Turn around. Wipe your. Wash your hands.
Dry them off.
Okay. Put your fingers in your ears.
Put your fingers in your ears, everybody. Go ahead, Mo.
Scaremaster, remember when you were dancing with the Nicholas Brothers?
What's the deal with that?
I wasn't dancing with anybody.
Yes, you were. You sure as hell were.
I don't remember dancing with anybody.
But quit covering your mouth so we can hear it.
Because you fucking blow smoke on me.
I need to stop standing over here.
You live in a fucking place where you have bed bugs everywhere.
Look, the bed bugs are cleaner than fucking cigarette smoke.
There's no cigarettes in here.
Well, pipe,
whatever.
Take
the plastic away from your face. Perry is dressed all in plastic, and this isn't his normal outfit, as Ethan and Joel said earlier.
Is Perry wearing shoulder pads, or is he just filling that out?
I'm just wearing a fucking bag.
Because he has bed bugs.
Because I got bugs.
Yeah.
What variety?
Bed bugs and dust mites.
Do you have a worst moment, Mo, of the wedding weekend?
Mostly just all the, you know, just seeing Tom's heart get broken. And
don't go into what happened. I mean, you're giving things away. I think because I gave my worst part of the weekend when Perry couldn't keep up with me because he's such a shitty driver. I think my best part of the entire weekend was seeing the fans.
Yes.
And how
can
much
I call
loved
that one too? Can I copy Dan's?
Yes, you
I want to do the same as Dan's. I'm
That's
with Dan
Don,
the fan.
Not Dan.
Fans with Dan.
Fans
are the best. Really the best fans there are. I talked to Chaz for a while. Great dude. His daughter's a big fan. Just great, a great crew. And the manager was a nice guy. Manager of the club was a nice guy, too.
Real quick, guess who showed up over at Denny's?
Who?
Right when I walked home, guess who showed up at Denny's?
Everybody you blew. You like one of those jokes?
Justin Biebs showed up at Denny's.
Stop it.
You still believe that?
Was he with Matt?
I still believe that.
Yeah.
Saw the picture, and he signed one of the boards.
Nice.
Good.
Well, Dan, what was your thing you loved the most about the wedding?
I said the fans, to get a chance to meet these fans.
That's the one I want to do also.
You did that also. They were fun. Some of the guys that came early hung out at the Comedy Store every night. We got to know them a little bit. Then Friday, I'll tell you, a lot of people came to my set to see the BKO in the main room of the Comedy Store. Place was fucking
nice, rocking.
Cool.
And I just think, all in all, a really fun time.
And the best fans in the world.
Without question.
But Scaremaster, you're done with them. You know what Scaremaster looks like is Sub-Zero.
You know, we had a... By the way, I'm sorry. Where were you for the picnic? Why couldn't you be at the picnic?
I had a little bit of a mix-up, scheduling mix-up, and that was the same day that I scheduled the big mud shark fishing excursion, and it was going to be Moe's mud sharks, and...
Who came for that?
Oh, it was awesome. Nobody showed up, and it's,
so it's
just a real bummer.
But
I will tell you, can I tell you what I did?
What's that?
I brought some mud shark ceviche.
What's that?
I made some ceviche out of the mud sharks.
What is that?
But I was really bummed out I missed the picnic.
The picnic was really fun, and I'll tell you how nice it was. Now, you know where you come from, and let's say you're in Milwaukee. You go to a party. Somebody comes up to you and says, "Hey, man, you want a hit of this weed?" What would you say?
No way, dude. Weed is for suckers. You're not a cop, are you? You got to tell me if you are.
All right, and then when you found out they weren't cops and they were just a cool guy offering you some weed, what would you say then?
You don't have bed bugs, do you? Because I can't get with that.
All right.
That's how you spread HIV.
All right, so they come back with, "Nope, I don't have bed bugs." Now how do you handle it?
Is the doobie still going?
Yeah, doobie's still going.
Oh, wow.
You want one? Want to hit it?
Yeah, I don't want to be uncool.
Well, here's what Perry did. He walks to the picnic. First thing that happens, I believe it was Hiroshima Nagasaki offered him a little weed. What did he do?
I said no.
No, you didn't. It would have been nice if you would have said no. You just started screaming at him. You tried to punch him. "Get the fuck away from me." And those kids that were right there, They were scared to death because you were screaming like a fucking maniac. They moved their whole picnic site to another area.
I don't remember that.
Well, I do.
I don't remember that.
You know what? And I saw you punch Tom right after that. Your fucking publicist.
I punched Tom?
Yeah.
Why would I punch Tom?
Why did you punch Tom?
I saw you punch Tom, and you hit other people, too.
Hey, Joe and Ethan, you want
why
to
would I be hitting people? I had no...
You almost ran Mary Jane over at the end of the picnic.
Oh, yeah, I was fucking furious.
Oh, well, that's an excuse, then.
Here you go, bud. Here, here's one for each of you guys.
Here you go.
Scare Mash, you going to try the mud sharks of each?
No, thank you.
Come on, you know I'm a good
cook. No, thank you.
Can you
no,
try one
you.
Bite of it?
No, please.
That is exceptional, Mr. Malinsky.
Some of the
exceptional.
Best mud shark I've ever had. While we're getting a chance to taste this, why don't we play
Mary Jane?
A message that I received from Tom. I was wondering if Tom went on the honeymoon. Well, anyway, this message will explain it. If you would, play that message, please.
Hello, Don. This is Tom Brennan calling. I think it's fair to say that we haven't gotten along too well, but I don't have anywhere else to turn right now. I can't talk to Perry about any of this, and I need to get a few things off my chest. Long story short, Perry was right. Perry was right, and I fell for it again. Perry told me not to drink anything that wasn't from an unopened, factory-sealed bottle. And that's what I did. John gave me what I thought was an unopened, factory-sealed sorbet. I drank it without knowing that John had glued the cap back on, because I did hear a crack when I twisted the cap. So I guess I fell victim to the old DRP thing again.
Tommy, open up, lover. I have a unopened factory sealed ginger ale for you. Open the door, lover.
Okay. Okay. He's gone. But you know what? It's like that old adage. Rape me once, shame on John. Rape me twice, shame on me. But rape me three times? You know what? I say shame on Perry. Mm-hmm. I have to say, I kind of blame Perry for all this. I've never gone through this sort of thing for any other client. And during the wedding weekend, Perry was awful to me. The day before my wedding, Perry showed up to the Denny's fan meetup on a skateboard. I've told him countless times that I don't want him skateboarding because he'll be uninsurable to film producers. But he did it anyway, and he fell flat on his face. It was captured on camera and posted all over the internet. Then, after I called him to tell him to go home, he kept texting me that I was wrong for pulling him out of Denny's because Justin Bieber showed up. So I called him. He gave me attitude and then was trying to tell me about some skateboarder who died. I'm a grown man, and I just don't care about skateboarding. And I told Perry that. So then he started screaming and unleashed all this venom on me. Me, the guy that's done nothing but help him. This was the day before my wedding, and he's supposed to be my best man. Then, at my wedding, Perry did that thing where he pretended to faint at a time where I really needed him by my side. He just wanted attention for himself. This was supposed to be my day, my wedding, but he couldn't even let me have that. It had to be all about him. Then, at the picnic, Perry punched me right in the chest and twisted my arm. I've never been assaulted like that by a client. I've done nothing but help this guy, and he punched me. To top it all off, on the day I left for my honeymoon, I really needed to hear Perry's voice. I sent him text messages to please call me, because I needed his advice on what to do. Perry replied back that he was too busy to call me, and that he only wanted $1 billion from John. All he cared about was the money. He wasn't there for me when I really needed him, and now look what happened. This is all Perry's fault. I just don't think I can work with Perry anymore. I think I need to step away. I don't even know if I want to be a publicist anymore. I think I might be done with Hollywood altogether. So I'll be looking for a new line of work. You know what? Speaking of John, he told me he's opening up a bed and breakfast in Lancashire, and he wants me to run it for him. And you know what, Don? I just might do it.
Well, have you talked to him at all?
Nope.
Wow, Scaremaster.
Oh, well.
I tell you, I know the feeling because I know how you treat best friends.
No, you don't know how I treat best friends.
Yes, I know how you treat me.
You know how I treat you.
Exactly.
You're not my best friend.
That's how you treat
you
me.
You are
like
not
I'm
my best
see?
Friend.
See? Look how you treat best friends. Yelling that at him.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
I see you're blaming it on someone else besides yourself.
It's not. I like how everything's my fault.
I like that, too. I think everybody likes that.
So you think when you punched him that he deserved
it? I don't even remember punching anybody.
I saw it. Mary Jane saw it.
I know I got pissed and I started, people were just getting in my way and I wouldn't allow it to happen. And I jumped in my car and I fucking blasted out of there. And I almost hit MJ and she moved finally and I felt like shit. Excuse me for feeling like shit. I should have never gone, that's all.
Hmm. Interesting.
Right. People came from all over the country to come to see you, maybe get you to sign a few things, and you were a dick to everybody the entire time. And maybe you shouldn't have gone. No, maybe you should have been nice to your fans, you fucking moron.
No, I felt like shit. I am still feeling sick.
Is it from all the
bedbugs? Okay, I've got bugs in my house, and you don't understand this because you don't have them here yet.
Yet.
You fuck.
Do you think the bugs in your house are directly related to anonymous sex partners you bring home from the Denny's men's room?
Shut up, you sick, disgusting,
it's a legitimate
pervert.
Question.
No, it's ridiculous.
You're bringing vagrants into your home.
Fragrance? I'm not bringing
desperate
fragrance.
Men.
I'm not bringing
desperate men.
I'm not bringing in men that I don't know. I only bring in nobodies.
Okay, so men you know. You men
I'm
know.
Bringing nobodies. Don't
nope.
bring
that's
in a, myself.
That's no way to call them. That's not what you should
Nobody
call
comes
them.
Home with me.
Mm. I thought you meant people who weren't famous.
No one comes home with me.
C-listers.
No one comes home with me.
Let me ask you a question.
What? I occasionally allow Lisa in. I occasionally allow Tom in. That is, and family. Other than
and
that,
Joel and
no
Ethan.
One... They won't come in my house ever again.
Why not?
I won't allow it.
How about the pool?
That means you're in my house. The pool? No, you're not allowed in
my house.
Well, you're not in my you're not allowed in my building.
I think
ever
the
again.
Pool is on the outside.
You are not
of
allowed
your
in my complex again.
What if someone else from the complex happened to invite us? To
that's the, that's what they do. That's their problem.
Let me ask a question, okay?
Actually, wouldn't be a problem. It'd be a good time.
It would be a problem in my eye.
Great time.
Go ahead.
What did everyone think of the mud shark ceviche?
I loved it.
Best mud shark ceviche I've ever
Thank
had.
Thank you.
In my
I wish
life.
People could have made it out there with me. Next time, when those guys get married and we have the thing, let's get our schedule straight. Now, Mary Jane doesn't eat mud shark. I know that because she's very, you know, she's very, doesn't eat anything that's ever lived. But so I do know that she likes my bruschetta, so I brought along some bruschetta for Mary Jane.
Oh.
Now, it's up to her if she wants to share it. But you know what? I bet
I'll
you will.
Share.
I bet
I'll
you will.
Share.
It's time with the people can get in touch with us for the very last time. It's time for a little thing we like to call the $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard the $10 shout out before, what have you been missing? What rock are you under? But that's where you, the fan at home, can get in touch with us and talk about something, something that interests you, and you would send it in a short paragraph letter. But since today's the last time we'll ever do this, anything we get after this, we're going to have to just put away and never hear from, but we will keep the money. So sorry about that, but I warned everybody. Anyway, so we got some $10 shout outs today. Let's see what we have here. We'll open this first one. Okay.
I'm going to bring the ceviche to Vince. You can start the $10 shout outs.
Hi, Big Three. My name is Dexter Coleman. Yes, the Dexter Coleman. I'm writing just to thank Perry for doing such a hilarious impression of me on the podcast. It's almost 100% accurate. Well, that's good. Congratulations. There's only one thing I'd like to clear up, though. Perry said his nickname in junior high was Capone because of his Italian heritage, but that's not true. It's not true at all. In reality, everyone called him Capone because it was widely known that Perry was the illegitimate butt baby of Frank Giuliano and Al Capone. I'm surprised he hasn't brought that up. He was always bragging about it in junior high school. I can't wait for more impressions of me in the future. Oh, the champagne is busted. Champagne Yeah. Fuck yeah. Fucking keep it going. Let me finish this. Wow. I can't wait for more impressions of me in the future. I've included some shoe polish, so maybe next time Perry can do his impression of me in blackface and make it even more authentic. Sincerely, Dexter Coleman.
I'm not doing anything in blackface.
All you got to do is put the shoe polish on your face.
I'm not putting on shoe polish on my face.
All right, let's just see
this.
Yeah,
no, only a lunatic would do something like that.
We're not doing that fucking shit.
All right, let's just vote on it, and I'll include you.
I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
Who thinks that he should put the black polish on
care.
And do his Dexter Coleman impression? I see.
I don't fucking care, because no goddamn shoe polish is going on my fucking face.
Well, I didn't see your vote.
It's too soon to Ferguson.
No fucking shoe polish is going on my fucking body.
All right, I see the final toll in, and it's 3-1.
3-0. I give nobody credit. No fucking way is any of that shit
no,
going on
no,
my
no, no,
fucking
no, no, no,
no,
no. It's not 3-0 because Mo voted
Let
that he shouldn't go on there.
Let me say this. It's right. Not going on. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Well, Dexter Coleman asked you to do it.
I don't give a fuck.
All right, Mole, could you read this one for us, please?
I certainly can't. Scare Master, will you try the bruschetta? It's Italian.
No, thank you.
Come on.
No, thank you.
Hold on. Would you pass that over to Joel and Ethan?
I sure will.
I don't feel good right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. All right.
It's a real rock and roll party.
I don't want to start to throw up because I'm feeling like I'm about to.
You got to jump in there. This one reads, Dear Big Three, I would like to start my shout-out by saying congratulations to Quincy and Tom Brennan on their engagement. Well, it's a little old. I wish I could be there to celebrate in the festivities, but like Dan, I'm from Chicago and I can't make the trip on such short notice. I'm sure it will go down as one of the greatest weddings of all time. Anyway.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Anyway, when Perry mentioned he was writing a book, I was ecstatic. Finally, a deep dive into the life of the Scare Master, tale to help porn stars, head injuries, smoking crack, and get his peas sucked by RC. However, I was sad when Perry said that RC chapter wouldn't be in the book. This leaves out all the details fans are dying to know about. I think fans of the show would love this chapter. I would like to read the book and feel as if I'm right there alongside the Scare Master, even in his darkest days in RC's office when he thrust his C-word into another man's mouth until climax when RC swallowed his load like it was Italian custard. I've enclosed an extra $10 with my shout-out. The pair gets to keep 100% only if he allows Dan to read all of what's below without interruption. If he says one word, Dan, Mole, and Mary, Jane gets to keep the $10 and put it towards the dime bag that they can all share. Some of the details all the diehard fans want to know are as follows. Dan?
Was Randy on his knees when he blew you, or were the two of you both lying down?
I was standing up. He was in his office chair.
I thought you would have put a little more fight than that, but let's go to the next one. If Randy Callahan was on his knees, was there ever a point during the blowjob that he looked up at you and the two of you made eye contact?
Again, I was standing up. He was in his office chair.
Okay, I think he answered that then. If so, did you look away? Well, you know, we can't really go to that. Did you at any point close your eyes, thrust your head back, and softly caress the back of Randy's head?
I didn't touch him.
Okay. Did Randy use a combination of hand and mouth or just mouth?
I don't remember.
Did he use two hands?
I don't remember.
Well, that would say something about the size of your penis. All right. How did you sustain a boner while Randy's dick was in your hand? And your dick in his mouth.
His dick was so tiny it was in two fingers.
Yeah. Why would you even ask that? He has told that many times.
He always brags about that.
It was one of these.
And finally, are you going to cover the irony of the fact that the entire reason you let him suck your dick and jerk you off was to help your career, and you ended up getting into the system for your constant unprofessionalism, making the gay act you performed in front of the Navajo witnesses?
Look.
Maybe the Navajo form of justice. I don't know, but I wouldn't want to piss you off. Sorry for the long shout-out, Big Three, but I'm amped for Perry's book, but only if it's a tell-all and not just the Scaremaster cherry-picking off events. I can't get enough of the Big Three. Thanks for putting up the best podcast of all time, Mr. Carl Phillip. Thank you, Carl. I'll read this next one. Dear Mr. Caravello, I am a new listener to your podcast and shocked by how much we have in common. I'm also a lazy Italian man on disability. I've heard that the government is cracking down on fake disability schemes. Since your disability is a difficult one to prove, I'd like to give you some advice. I'm a disabled because, like most Italians, I am morbidly obese. I've heard you're pretty close to that, too, to be considered physically disabled. Below is a recipe to get you from 290 pounds to the necessary 310 pounds. Take a frozen chicken patty. Place marinara on the top of it. Do not add oregano. Place mozzarella on the top of the marinara. Nook it in the microwave. Repeat 3 to 5 times a day. Hope this helps keep everything coming for you. Your Italian brother, Frank.
What?
P.S. My best friend is Gravy Hayes. Congratulations on the birth of your daughter. Oh, that's nice to Gravy. Mole, do you want to read this next one?
Disgusting.
Well, okie dokie. By the way,
like a nice chicken parm.
Do you?
I do.
Well, here you go, Mole. Take that.
Oh, look at this one. Short and sweet. Dear Big Three, it is with much sadness that we say goodbye to the Big Three podcast. Over the years, we've learned so much about pop culture and your personal lives. It has brought us much joy and laughter. But we can't believe you are ending the podcast without telling us what occurred in RC's office in 1992. Perry never really talks about it. I know this was over 10 years ago. But if Perry remembers, could you please tell us what happened? Thanks and best wishes for the future. Booze, Belasco, and Dr. P. Scaremaster, I know you just went over some specifics with Dan, but why don't you just go ahead and fill in the gaps?
The gap was filled in. There's nothing more said. End of story. Over and out.
It's a past relationship. It's over.
Not a relationship.
Hey, Mole, can I say something here?
Fucking asshole.
Barry, can I say something? You know, this happened a long time ago, over 22 years ago. Can you guys just drop it? Thank God the show is over. I know it. That's exactly what I'm thinking. Fuck.
It's like getting raped again and again and again and again and again.
Exactly. That's what I was saying.
Just like what Tom's doing on his honeymoon with Quincy. How Quincy keeps raping him over and over and over. But that one, he actually is raping him. And this one, you're just making a
shut the fuck up!
Tasteless metaphor.
Shut up, asshole!
All right, I'm going to go on to the next one. Dear Big Three, Perry once forgave Randy Callahan for raping him, and now they're really good friends. Now the Scaremaster must forgive John Quincy Adams for raping Tom Brennan, and they, too, could be great friends. It was a long time ago, Perry. A wise man once said that when you forgive another person, you forgive yourself. Thank you. Ryan in Indiana.
There's no forgiveness for what this prick did to me.
There's no forgiveness
Ryan
for
Ryan in Indiana did something to you?
You know what I'm talking about.
Not really. Oh, this fuck here, Mole. I'm sorry. I picked. Oh, there you go, Mole. It's small. I noticed that. Hey, you want a hit of champagne?
Yeah, for sure.
It's our last fucking show.
I just noticed something. Is the fanny pack on under the trash bag?
Yes.
Do you have a separate, smaller trash bag for the fanny pack?
No.
What's in the fanny pack?
The same shit that's been in there for the past fucking years.
But
okay?
now covered in bed bug eggs.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, great. I am so glad you're over here at the secret location.
Dear Big Three, I've had a tough life. But your podcast has brought much joy to it. Growing up, I never really got to know my dad. When I was a child, he was arrested and jailed for sexually assaulting a minor. Things got even stranger on my 18th birthday when my mother revealed that this man was not my biological father. Mom claimed that prior to my birth, there hadn't been sexual intercourse in years. The only time that it had been intimate was on June 26, 1992, when he agreed to give her oral pleasure. Mom never cheated on her husband, but couldn't understand how I was born. When someone turned me on to the Big Three podcast, it all makes sense. My name is R.C. Jr., and Perry, I believe you are my father. After R.C. blew you that day, he transported your semen through the oral sex and gave it to my mother. 9 months later, I was born.
Oh, my God.
Can't wait to meet my real dad, and we'll be traveling to...
Shut the fuck up,
so that we can catch up on lost time. I look forward to... all the father-son activities, like you teaching me how to shave in front of the sink at a Denny's men's room.
And go fuck yourself.
And the Marco Polo game we'll play in your pool.
Oh,
there's also the 21 years of unpaid child support, which I anticipate to be collecting from you.
Do you think
your son,
RC
Jr.? Yeah, I think the more the merrier. Marco Polo, it's always better than a bunch of people.
Wow, that is
that is like
you're not invited over.
You know
wait
what?
A second,
you're going.
You're not invited over.
Barry,
what
you're just going
it's
through.
RC,
a,
it's your
you
son.
Just
this
found
is
out
your
that
boy.
You're a boy.
I don't know who these fucking people are. So fuck off. I am.
You got a little boy out there.
I don't have a little boy.
He, you know what he's going through? He's going through a very tough time because he just found out he had a son. For
Daddy,
God's sake,
don't
I don't have
you
a
walk
fucking
so
child.
Fast? I heard it crying aloud. Daddy, don't you walk so fast?
Mazel tov on having a son too.
Congratulations, Mr. Caravello. It's exciting news.
All right, here's a. All right, please mole read. All right, I'll do this.
I'm mole.
Let me go to another one.
All right, here we go. Dear Big Three, now that the podcast is coming to an end, Perry's publicist is retiring to become a housewife. Perry may be worried about looking for a paid work. Yumi Corporation heard that Perry intends to write his memoirs. This is an exciting prospect for the both of us. You see, Yumi is Y-U-M-I. Is that Yumi?
Yeah.
Yumi? Democratic representatives have been hard at work, and we are pleased to announce that the ruling of the corporation should be considered people. People are now legally considered commodities. Yumi recently took control of a number of Kaiser health plans. What? You work through Kaiser, don't you?
Go on.
And now own a majority share in Perry's spinal column. Wow.
Whatever.
Well, they're claiming they
Keep
own
Keep talking.
You. All right. Let me get back to this. The replacement, Yumi... have been skimming from Perry's government-backed disability scheme have been satisfactory. But the contract also entitles Yumi to dividends from any work that carried out under the support of the said spinal column. So maybe I'm not hearing this right, but are they saying that they own money that Perry makes because of the spinal column?
It sounds like it.
To ensure that Yumi profits from Perry's memoirs, it will be necessary for a ghostwriter to move into Perry's apartment until the final draft has been submitted. Well, let's listen to the entire thought of theirs, okay? Unfortunately, the Union of Homosexual Ghostwriters is demanding that Perry's memoirs be written by one of his own people. Predicting Perry's objections to those terms, after lengthy negotiations, Yumi are pleased to announce that the union has conceded that the writer should be an Italian homosexual.
It's not gonna fucking happen.
Benedetto Grosso Orasso will arrive Friday the 29th of August at the port of Long Beach on the SECA freighter? Is that SECA? S-E-C-C-A? SECA?
Sounds good to me.
Viva la Deuce. Perry,
Nobody
please ensure
announced.
That you're available to collect him preferably in a superior Japanese automobile or you'll be liable for taxi fare.
Bullshit.
Yumi Corporation will leave the book details in your capable hands, but explicitly agrees that the Randy Callahan doesn't deserve a mention.
It's our last podcast.
If anybody shows up at my house,
all right.
I'm not interested.
Did you read that one?
Yeah, I read it. It was good.
How did it end?
It's okay.
Okay,
here I'll read it.
We're getting to the end of this right here.
I got this one. It says, "Hola, Big Three. Please forgive my bad English. It is not my first language. I is your biggest fan from Mexico. I come from a very poor family and do not make much money. At my job, I have to save over a year to afford this $10 shout-out. The movie is El Windy City Heat. It is very popular in my pueblo. The ladies love the Aztec godlike man with the sapphire blue eye known as El Dan Barney. Oh. Everybody all laugh at the wild antic of El Joker known as El Mole. But everybody's favorite character is El Stone Fury. He has even become an icon for the cartels because they say El Perry take what he wants and does not take no for an answer. Just like that time he took Mr. RC's mouth virginity and jerked him off even though RC said no. The reason
Fuck you!
The reason I said it's not his first language, dude.
The reason I send this letter is because just like El Scary Perry, car full of fellows, I too wish to one day make it big in Hollywood. I do everything the same as Scary Perry. He skateboard, now I skateboard. He rock enthusiast, now I rock enthusiast. He wear trash bag jacket, now I too wear trash bag jacket. I can no wait until the day to rape casting agent to finally get my SAG voucher. Along with the $10, I also include the rest of my life.
Fuck all of you and your fucking bullshit.
He
fucking letters.
Second language. I wish the money to go to El Stairmaster only if he can successfully complete the following impersonations. I let Dan and Moll decide if Perry do correct. If no, I wish the money go to the Bonita Senora Mary Jane. Grande tres. Your numero uno fan from Mexico. Horrifying Hector. Impersonation for Scary Perry Caramel to do for the monies. Wolfsman Jack.
What do you need, motherfucker?
Bugs the Bunny. Silly Italian.
Me. What up, Doc?
Mr. T.
Hey, foo.
Yak Carter.
Carter? Who?
Yak Carter.
I don't know that person.
Martin Bosson.
Don't know that one either.
Okay, so he goes not the monies.
Okay, we've got another $10 shout out here. Dear Big Three, well, as Jim Morrison once said, this is the end. Beautiful friend, this is the end.
Give me the whole song.
My only friend, the end.
Not beautiful friend, my only friend.
No, beautiful friend.
That's in the lyrics?
Those words relate to what's going on today, the end. Today we say goodbye to what I found to be the best thing in my life, the Big Three podcast.
Oh!
And now it's gone for good. I know that people are saying it will come back when the pilot is picked up. I've heard those rumors too. Let's be realistic with ourselves. Perry's never going to get out of the system because of his behavior during the past month while on probation. So this whole thing is going to be over, finished.
No.
This will be the last show. So in saying goodbye, I felt that I should share some of my feelings of how this podcast has changed my life. I love following the antics of your Dago, Javajo, gypsy piece of dog-worshipping shit. I used to think how this moron would surprise me next with his stupidity. But then one day, I was trying to figure out why I loved everything about that racist, homophobic, misogynistic stooge, and I realized the truth. I'm in love with your pet ape.
Who's this?
When I used to masturbate to pictures of Perry, I thought it was just because I really loved my job as one of the top computer hackers in the country. But it wasn't.
Hugh A. Craig III, you sick, despicable, hateful.
Well, let's see if it is. Let me read
on. Of course it is.
Let me read on just to see. I'd never had a homosexual crush on anyone before, but I finally realized that these are the feelings that are real. And I have to say once again,
good, the show's over.
I love Perry Caravello. Now I know, or should I say, I've heard that Perry is a man made for women, but I have to try and change that. So I've decided
never
to quit my
happen.
Job as one of the top computer hackers in the country, and I'm going to move to Los Angeles, possibly to Reseda, to pursue my one true love of my life, the Scaremaster, your loyal fan, friend, and future Perry boy toy, Hugh A. Craig III.
Don't ever
and then,
come
of course,
to my
it
door.
Says editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks.
Don't ever come to my door. Don't ever come to my door.
Don't ever come to your door, is
don't
that what you said?
Ever
oh, it has a P.S.
here.
It says, P.S., I hope you really enjoyed the bed bugs that I gave you as a treat.
Don't ever come to my door.
Whoa. Hugh A. Craig put the bed bugs in there?
There's bugs in the building, okay? Hugh A. Craig didn't do shit.
Are there any bugs in the pool?
We have one last $10 shout-out.
One last $10 shout-out.
This will be the final one forever.
Dear Dan, I stumbled across your podcast while doing searches for Ancestry.com. Being a professional race car driver, I have a lot of downtime, so my hobby is my family tree. Not much is known outside my immediate family, except that I have two gay uncles and four cousins. To my horror, I unearthed massive amounts of information on my uncle Perry Caravelli. I met this S-bag twice in my life, and both times he tried to take pictures of my penis.
What?
I must add that I was under the age of five. My father told me that Perry tore my family apart with his gay antics and constant begging for money. I've always had a tense relationship with my father until I listened to the podcast. Everything he said was true. I know now why I was named Race. To get the F away from that S-bag side of my family. He is banished from the family for raping the memory of my grandmother with his lawsuits. I just wanted someone from our side of the family to stay in our argument. And tell Perry to shave his head. At least my dad had the dignity to shave his. Uncle Perry looks like he's a 60-year-old lesbian.
checkered flag, race liberante, number 34. 34, like Ricky Williams, Paul Pierce.
That's my. If that is my nephew, I'd be surprised.
There you go.
Right. You want to see it?
Yeah, that's.
He writes well.
Let me see. Show me the photo.
He signed it, too.
Then let me see.
Is that his letterhead?
That's him.
Let me see.
Show Ross.
Can I see the fucking picture?
No, they have verified. They have verified.
I will verify the fucking photograph if I see the picture.
Okay, they just did. And that was
today's. They don't know who the fuck my family is.
How do they not know?
And that was today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
$10 shout out. Da 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 da. I like the extended version of that song.
It does look like my brother and
Scaremaster.
My nephew.
You know what I think people would like? I would like them to get for the last time something that's a little special. And that would be 60 seconds with the Scaremaster. Go!
There's no need for 60 seconds. No fucking need. Over and out.
You're not going to promote anything of your own?
Perry, www, go ahead.
Popsicle. Oh, you want me to talk about my skateboard?
Yeah, sell some skateboards, dude. Isn't that what the 60 seconds is all about? You getting a chance to sell your skateboard?
And for like the first 12, you said nothing. You ruined almost your entire
set. You know how big the ratings are going to be for this show, our last show?
This show?
You want to sell
like somebody's going to buy my decks off this show? Nobody's buying my shit now.
Really? So you don't think that this show had... Wait a minute. Hold everything. This had nothing to do with you ever selling anything.
That was years ago.
So they don't have anything to do with it now.
Nobody's buying shit now.
Well, okay. What about all those people at the wedding who yelled up and said, hey, how do we get Scary Perry Skateboards? I said, you should listen.
At ScaryPerrySkateboards.com.
I was like, listen to the podcast during the...
Stop! And that was 60 seconds with Perry.
Would anybody like a piece of Trident cherry lime gum?
No, thank you.
The layers.
I'll have one.
Scaremaster, look, it's a factory sealed pack. You can open it and pass them out. How about that?
It is a factory sealed pack. Well, anyway, that was pretty interesting. Hey, is that a phone call? Vince, could you send that through for us, please?
Hello, lovers of laughter. Guess who?
There we go, Mr. Adams.
Mr. Adams, how are you?
Listen well. Before I get choked up over this newest ending of the podcast, I have a bit of my mind to pass along to one Perry, a.k.a. Scaremaster, a.k.a. Wedding Crasher, and not the fun kind, like that delightful Vincent Vaughn, who, in my opinion, we never should have passed on for Windy City Heat. He was the original and would have been the best Stone Fury.
What's this all about, Mr. Allen?
Well, I think we know what this is about. I'm a bit peeved. Perry's hate speech ruined what would have been my day, the day every little girl dreams on, the day she gets to don Mama's gown, marry her beloved.
You're not a girl, douchebag.
Then forcibly rape him on his honeymoon. Repeatedly.
I don't think Scaremaster's...
You stepped on my little girl dreams, Perry.
I heard you went on your honeymoon after all.
Yes, I did still go on the honeymoon. And if I may, can I please tell my side of it?
Yes.
Which was the top side. Listen, things started out delightfully. We traveled through the canal. We also went to Panama. Yes. But it turns out, here's the sad thing. Turns out my Iron Tommy is prone to motion sickness. Who knew?
That's terrible. Did you give him some weed? You know what? I never get motion sickness when I go mud shark fishing.
Walter, please. We're not discussing mud sharking right now. We're speaking on how difficult it was for me to rape a seasick cabin mate.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So, anyways... He could barely keep any date rape drugs down. Kept throwing them up over the rail. It was so horrible. My libido. Then I had my answer. It was brilliant. I crushed the date rape drugs into a fine powder and put them into an unopened, unfactory sealed beverage, into a soft drink. And nobody ever taught him to look to make sure the drink is closed. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
Perry,
this
listen.
Shit
you
for?
May not agree with him, but you have to respect his inventiveness.
Look here. I understand the podcast is going away once again, but let me ask. What are the plans for the future? What's everyone's plans?
Well, I'm going back to school. Fun university.
Ding dong show for me.
Let me ask. What do you have coming up? What's coming up? I mean, besides rancid spaghetti and spoiled sobies, what's the
rancid
plan, my man?
Rancid spaghetti and spoiled sobe?
Because listen, the reason I ask, and this is the only reason I ask, is that I've gone ahead and hired Tom to relocate to my bed in Brecky in Lancashire, off Westeros. And listen, between us, and this is between us, Maine, I just know I'll grow tired of him. I know I will. What are the odds? I'm throwing it out there. That you, Perry, would like to join us as a scullery maid.
Never
as the top scullery
in
maid.
A zillion fucking years. Never.
The pay is wonderful. The benefits
again.
Are delightful. Listen, I just like to imagine cornering you in the herb cellar and touring.
You can imagine what you want to imagine.
Could all be very
upstairs,
creep. Downstairs. Mostly downstairs.
Nah, he likes you.
Well, Mr. Adams, we're going to miss you, that's for sure. Yeah,
especially the songs. All the great songs.
Well, that's very nice. That's very nice. If you insist. All
send
right,
Tom
we go.
Back to New York where he belongs.
One last one, shall we?
Yeah.
Yesterday I heard the fans all sigh. I'll tell you why. Oh, me, oh, my. Several times they stopped the Big Three podcast. And several times they came back to talk about Perry blowing dudes and say, Big Three podcast, goodbye. Big Three fan club, don't cry. The situation is hairy. Like how I imagine drugging and then raping Perry. Big Three podcast, tell us when. We'll sing about raping again. Is this the final nail? Is Perry made for a male? If he keeps cruising Denny's, then he'll end up in jail. Big Three podcast, goodbye. I raped Tom Brennan with a pie. Yes, and there was no pie extension, if you know what I mean. But there was some stretching, and the pie was a la mode. Oh, and look who's coming, the Nicholas Brothers.
Oh.
Yes, I paid them $25,000 to dance at my wedding, and it was ruined by Perry. They've got the short shorts and the tank tops. And, oh, are they sobbing? No, Nicholas Brothers, no sobbing. To your dancing. Just dance. I know it's the last podcast, but yes, that's right. Painted smiles. Shake it. Yes, well, this should cheer you up. Mo, do me a favor. Would you help us out with this next little bit, all right?
You got it.
Warm up those lips and let's hear it. Take it, Walter. Yes, keep dancing, Nicholas Brothers. Lovely. They make us love them and they now. It's over again and again. Mole is probably high. Perry's definitely by. Dawn has got her tear inside his sapphire blue eye. Big Three podcast, goodbye. I'd like to make man milk on Perry's thigh. Yes, and I would, Perry. I would very much like to make man milk
Listen,
on your thighs.
Punk.
Thoughts.
It'll never happen.
I thought it was great.
It was kind of sad.
Really sad.
Let me say. I say this from the bottom of my heart. I shall miss all of you. And before I shove off to King's Landing, may I just ask, a knock, a knock.
Who's there?
Toodle.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo indeed. Tire lovers.
Bye, Mr. Adams.
So you're going to go work at the bed and brekkie?
Me?
Yeah.
He invited you. You, Tom Brennan, John Quincy Adams.
It's not where I want to live.
Do you know if you don't do that? You may never see John Quincy Adams again.
John Quincy Adams? You mean Tom Brennan?
Well,
either one of them. Either one of them. Hey, Scaremaster and Dan, I'm a little worried about Tom because I saw the brochure for that bed and breakfast place.
Yeah.
And it comes with a place to sleep. It comes with breakfast, a full breakfast every day, a two-hour wine tasting tour of the region. A visit.
Where
to,
is
a,
this?
It's in Lancashire off Westeros.
In Lancashire, where?
And that's in England.
In England.
I'm never moving there.
I thought you liked being around Tom.
Tom's a nice kid and all, but I don't. I mean, if he's going to be my publicist, he's going to be my publicist. But it doesn't mean I got to move to another country.
But the tour also, bed and breakfast also comes with transfers from the airport to the bed and breakfast.
Oh, that's good.
And each guest, it says, gets to rape Tom Brennan.
What?
Forget
it. It's a nice
it's
little
disgusting.
It's like sex tourism.
Disgusting.
How do they get away with that?
You know what they say that he's asleep.
All right.
That's the bed part.
Well, what do we do? I'm looking
you
over
You have to
Barry.
Join a secret
Why
society.
Why are you looking at me and thinking, like, what do we do?
Because I'm looking at you and thinking, this may be the last time I ever see you.
You're going to see me when you call me up telling me that there's some money for me to come pick up.
No, I'll maybe send it to you.
Okay, and how about, can I ask a question? When did you get that Sigma the Sea Monster thermos?
I never got a, well, I don't have a thermos.
It's over there. Yeah, we've had it for a while.
It's never been here when I was here.
Yes, it was. It's always been
so
there.
Let me check it out, Scaremaster.
I don't even know.
Right there. It's right there.
Where?
Okay. How many thermoses do you see?
With Sigma and the Sea Monster on them that are 6 inches from your hand.
Yeah. Here.
There you go.
Would you pass that over?
Okay.
Oh, sweet.
You want to put it back?
No, I want to look at it.
All
right. I'll tell you something. That Sigmund's cousins are real jerks. It was like, oh, hi, Sigmund. Looks like you got yourself caught in some seaweed again. And Sigmund was like, I just got caught in some seaweed again.
Mo, what happened to you, Mo?
It just really took me to a weird place.
Yeah, it really did. Well, do you have anything to say? This is 22 and a half years we've kind of been together, and this could be it.
I'm trying to feel good from being feeling like shit.
What, because you've been crying about this?
I've been feeling sick due to what's in my apartment, okay?
Right.
I got a lot of shit going on in my house.
A lot of things are changing in your life. You've lost the big three. Seems like Tom Brennan's moving to England to stay with his husband.
I don't know what to say.
Well, it'd be nice in a podcast, as we say goodbye, for you maybe to think of something you could say. Do you want to say? Do you want to kiss
I'm gonna
more
say,
of myself?
Why are you asking a gay? I'm not kissing nobody.
I don't think I'm
like
doing
Italian.
This
to
I'm not kissing
too.
Nobody.
Because of our.
Because all you want to do is kiss me. You want to kiss me?
Is it because of the garlic and the bruschetta?
Fuck! I'm not.
What do you mean, that's all I want to do is kiss you?
Every time at the show, give me a kiss. Fuck
He
no.
likes you.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not kissing nobody.
How do you know?
How do I know what?
That you're not going to kiss anybody.
We don't know where the date's going to take
Because I
us.
Know if I'm going to kiss someone, I'll kiss them. If I don't want to kiss anybody, I'm not kissing anybody.
Have you
How do you know? How do you know?
Wanna,
how do you know when it's going to happen?
I'm not going to kiss
you. How do
you
know the moment's right?
I'm not going to kiss you.
But how do
You're
you know?
You're a couple of men yeah. that I don't Fair. Fucking deal with. Yeah.
Have you ever thought of kissing either one of us? Ever?
Never.
But if like, you had to kiss one of
but
us.
But I only kiss your fucking asses, Whoa. The both of you, you fucks.
Whoa.
All right, that's a good question,
Is that
Mole.
True?
Let's say you had to kiss either Mole or myself. Who do you kiss and why?
Neither one
I'm
of you,
very,
you fucking freak.
I'm a very considerate lover.
We're not talking about making love. It's just
I know. Talking about mouth love.
It's about...
You're a freak, and it's not going to ever happen.
Tom Brennan's
you're
a freak.
You're a fucking freak!
Don't call people freaks.
I'm calling you a freak.
Really? Why?
Because that's exactly what you are. Oh, you want to make give me a kiss?
Let me ask you a question, Scaremaster, because I know what's going to end up happening. You're going to end up French and Dan.
Fuck you fucking weirdo.
I wouldn't want that.
You love his eyes. I'm already giving up the contest.
I don't
contest.
Like anything about him.
I'm giving up the contest. It's.
I just want to
you
hear.
Bit, listen.
You have to kiss one of us.
I don't have to do shit.
Let's
but
say,
get the flying fuck out of here.
Let's say that if you kiss one of us, the speed limit in Reseda goes up 5 miles an hour. And everybody's like coaxing you to do it. Which one of us do you kiss? You don't have to do it. Just which one would you kiss?
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane isn't me, and Mary Jane is not Mole.
That's the only woman in the room that I would kiss.
All right.
Because there's only
for the
one
record,
woman.
For the record, I don't give consent for that in any way, shape, or form. It's not happening.
Well, you're a lady. Because
she's the
all.
Only woman in the room. He'll kiss.
For me. Well, I don't give consent for you to kiss me. I never did give
well,
you
I'm
consent.
Gonna...
I never
Why
gave
did you ask?
No, I didn't ask. I asked if you were going to kiss one of us. Who
I'm
would
not...
be? Oh, come on. You got to give
nobody.
Us an answer.
Nobody.
The reason I want to know, because it's going to make one of us feel good and one of us feel bad.
Kiss me. La da da dee.
Sorry. There's nobody to kiss.
All right, let's play a game. You want to play a quick game before we go? Kiss, kill, or marry? Mole, Don, and Vince.
Kiss, kill, or marry?
You got to kiss one of us. You got to kill one of us. And you got to marry one
I'm
of
not
us.
Marrying any
All
of you.
All right, it's just a game, for God's
I'm not
sake.
Kissing
you play the
any
game.
Of you.
It's an Olympic event.
I'm not marrying any of you, one. I'm not kissing any of you, two. And I'll never marry any of you, three.
Well, there was only... Well, you forgot one, kill, and you... Don't want to marry.
Well, why would I want to kill any of you?
Because you're crazy.
That's not a part of my department. That's not a part of my department.
Right, the game is kiss, kill, or marry. You have to
none
take
of the
one
three.
Of
I will do.
Okay.
Period.
Play it. Play it with me, Mo. I'll show you how to play.
Okay.
Okay. You give me three names.
Okay, I'm gonna give you three names.
Kiss, kill, marry.
Okay, I'll give them to you. Okay.
Okay.
Hitler. The second one is who the hell are you going to that movie?
Okay, and the third one?
That other lady go in that other movie.
Okay, I'll kiss the other lady that go in that movie.
Uh-huh.
I'll marry who that lady that go into the movie.
Uh-huh.
And I'll kill Hitler.
That's really good choices.
Thank you. See, it was fun. All right, kiss, kill, marry.
I just want to see the picture of my nephew and my brother.
No, just you get a chance to see that when
you
play the game.
I'm not interested
you're
in playing
kiss,
the
game. Kiss, kill, marry your brother and your
I'm not
nephew.
Interested in playing. I'm not kissing anybody. I'm not killing anybody. And I'm not marrying anybody. I want out of here is what I want to do.
Why do you got to? It's the last
because
show.
Because it sucks.
You know what I want to do? But before we play a game that Perry won't play that game, so we'll play another game. But this is a game that more people like than anything we do on this show. But before we get to that game, we got a little matter of a celebration.
Which is?
Perry, are you pregnant? You have another baby?
No, it's not that he's
I'm
pregnant.
I'm not pregnant.
I do see a bump under there.
Is that a baby bump?
I think it's an erection.
It's my pouch.
Okay, it's his pouch. Nope, we're not going to play that. What we're going to do is we're going to celebrate the fact that somebody in this room is celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, Joel and Ethan.
Nope. And they're not related. They have different spellings of their last
name. Oh, it's my birthday.
It is your birthday.
August 24th.
And if maybe we could do a little something like this, a one, a two. Sing along, fellas. A three, a four. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Come on, come on, best buddy.
Happy birthday.
Come on, Scaremaster.
Dear Mole.
Tony Barberi.
Happy birthday to you. It's almost like you didn't do anything.
I'm trying to get baptized as a Jehovah's Witness. I'm not celebrating holidays.
Come on, Scaremaster.
Oh, God almighty.
Could you help him blow out the candles?
No, I'm not doing any of that.
You will have a piece of my birthday cake, won't you?
Yes, he will.
Oh, shit.
Yes, he will.
I didn't take... Well, wait.
Okay.
I can't because I can't take any of my fucking pills.
Well, you'll be okay. And here he goes.
All right.
That was spectacular.
Do you have a knife or should I just pass around and take a bite?
Maybe get a knife might be a better
way
to
do this. That looks delicious.
Does look. By the way, I believe Mary Jane cooked this herself.
Thank you, Mary Jane.
Thank you.
No problem. Happy birthday, Mo.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's get this party going.
All right.
It really is a great party.
Champagne for everybody.
That is fun.
No, thank you.
You should have some of that. A lot of birthday cakes now are baked with anti-diarrhea stuff already into them.
Guys, look.
All right.
There's a little present. There's a little card.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Okay, open everything up. See what it is.
Oh, wow.
For all the champagne for everyone. Oh, wow.
We're not only celebrating Mole's birthday, but
wow,
we're celebrating
it's ACT. Thank you, guys. I love it.
You're going to get high.
Oh, I love it. Look what I got.
We are celebrating the birth of a Walter Molinitsky, and we're celebrating the end of a moronic fool having a life in show business.
Well, but we don't know that yet.
I'll bet that's the way it works.
No. No.
Pretend.
What did I just say?
Just pretend, Scaremaster.
I got water.
What did I say? What did I say?
I'm not
pretend.
Having any
pretend. Pretend.
I'm not having any alcohol.
Well, okay. Then don't drink it. Pretend you're drinking it. Hold the cup.
Pretend.
It's time we play a game that everybody loves. It's time once again to play a little thing called Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Thank you, guys. I love it.
You're looking at your card right
there. Yeah.
Now, for those of you that have never heard Mole Play, my goodness, I really hope that you've heard it before this episode. But it is truly the best damn thing we do on this show. And this is where Mole will lead us in an improv game. He will cast the scene. He will direct the scene. He will write the scene. What we don't know is what's going to happen on today's Mole Play.
Well, we can only hope that Perry makes it out of the system. And we can only hope... I broke the knife cutting the cake. We can only hope that Scare Master makes it back into show business. And when he gets back into show business, we can only hope that he gets some awesome auditions. And when he goes to those auditions, we hope he nails it. And maybe one of those auditions is going to be a reboot of the classic Sid and Marty Krofft show, Sigmund and the Sea Monster.
Now, can I just say something? I know nothing of this.
It's okay. I'm going to tell you what's going on.
Okay, go ahead then.
Now, Sigmund the Sea Monster features little Johnny Whitaker. And he's got a sea monster pal named Sigmund. But Sigmund's got to stay hidden. He can't let anyone, Johnny Whitaker can't let anyone know he's got a pet sea monster. Scare Master, will you sit next to Dan? Jesus. Today is Sigmund's birthday. Scare Master's auditioning for the role of Sigmund. Sigmund wants to have a nice birthday, and little Johnny wants to help him celebrate it, but he also has to hide him when the neighbors come by. Dan, you're going to play Johnny. You're celebrating Sigmund's birthday with him because you have good, big feelings about Sigmund.
How old am I?
You're like 10.
Okay.
You have big feelings about Sigmund, and you want to let him know, but you also have to keep him hidden.
Who's Sigmund?
You're Johnny. Sigmund's Scare Master, you're Sigmund the Sea Monster.
I don't think you said that, did you?
I'm sorry. Scare Master, you're Sigmund. It's your birthday. You have to stay hidden from the people.
Wait a second. Number one, I don't celebrate birthdays, so why are you saying it's Sigmund. My birthday? Why are you trying to hand me alcohol? I thought
it was part of the...
No.
Mole Bite.
You can
use
that if you like.
Sigmund, don't give it to me, you fucker.
Because I'm not eating anymore. Got enough food in my system today.
Hey, I hate to interrupt Mole Play, but I got to tell you something.
What's going on, Wolfie?
I'm having a real upstart time with this.
You're not liking the Sigmund Sea Monster audition thing?
I hate it, but okay, I hate more than anything. I hate the fact it's the last show.
Okay, how about this? We'll try something else.
I don't know what to do with myself.
Let's try something else. How about
this? I understand.
You have your whole life in front of you.
Jam, old piece of shit.
Well, guess what? This Jehovah's Witness is going to become a baptized Jehovah's Witness and say goodbye to all you guys.
I'll bet you don't make it. They only let certain people in there, and you haven't got the brain power to do anything, you fucking moron.
There you go.
Nobody knows what's really going on in John Quincy Adams and Tom Brennan's honeymoon right now. We can only imagine that first day in their new bed and breakfast, when Tom Brennan goes to work. Wolfie, you're going to play John Quincy Adams.
Okay.
Scare Master, you're going to play Tom Brennan. It's your first day of work. You're down the herb cellar, and he rapes you. Mole Play.
Hey, Tommy. Come here, Tom.
Stay away from me.
Tom.
Stay away from me.
You're a freakazoid.
Stay away.
Tommy.
Stay away. Why is Tom Brennan screaming like Scare Master?
What the fuck is he doing?
Screaming like a.
Okay. You guys just got married.
Okay,
kiss.
Hold on.
I'm not. Get the fuck away from me.
You just got married. Well, I didn't really get married, but you know what I mean.
I asked you to keep your fucking hat off. Do you listen to anybody? Go sit down. That's the end of Mole Play. End of Mole Play.
And that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Wow, what an unprofessional fuck you are.
Really, Mole Play did not go out with a bang.
Here's a chance for you to go out there and show yourself a little bit.
Audition for Sigmund the Sea Monster. Nail that audition. Gear Master, you going to miss us?
Why?
I'm just wondering.
Well, it seems like every time the podcast stops, you start calling, crying like a little
bitch. Oh, really?
Bitch. Yeah, really.
How often do I call you a month?
I don't know. If it's once a month, that's one time too many. When this is done, I want nothing to do with you.
Thank you.
You know, if we get the pilot
when
to work.
This is done.
But I'm afraid you did such a shitty job with your fucking racist, homophobic,
my
misogynistic
racist,
fucking
homophobic
attitude.
What?
Just you're a fucking scum.
I got to tell you guys something. Scaremaster went through the system hearing. He went to the wedding. He went to the bachelor party. He's been doing podcasts. Hey, I think we're back.
I don't think so.
I agree with Mole. Or I agree with Don. I don't think so either.
Well, if
which
you
one is
back.
It? Which one is it?
We're not back.
Which one is it, Dan or Mole?
Oh, I agree with Don.
That's the one you're gonna kiss. All right, kiss Dan.
I'm not kissing anybody. I want to get the fuck out of here.
Stop! Stop! Well, here's the moment we've been waiting for throughout the entire show.
Make
we have the guys
please.
From the system here, and Perry was on probation for a month. Well, we're going to find out what the system has to say. Before we get to that, though, do we have any idea of which way they're going to go? Mole, how do you think they're going to vote?
You know, Vegas is saying no. The smart money is saying yes. A lot of people are talking about what's next for Scaremaster once he's not doing the podcast. And if he gets out of the system, watch out. The sky's the limit. But now he's kind of set adrift. He has he doesn't have a publicist anymore. He doesn't have a manager anymore. So whatever happens, I guess we're going to find out in just mere moments. So let's
Brennan Entertainment was the face of Scary Perry.
It was the face of his representation, for sure. Scaremaster, do you have your next publicist picked out yet?
We'll see what happens.
Anyway, I just think without Brennan in his corner, I think that he's weak.
Listen, he rose to the top without Brennan before he could do it again.
No, he never rose to the top without Tom Brennan.
Well, he had you.
Yeah, well, I'm gone. Anyway, so here it is. The moment we've been waiting for. We've got two no's of him ever getting out of the system. I now turn it over to Joel Cohen and Ethan Cohen of the system. Guys, what happened here?
Wow, this has been a roller coaster of a process.
I'd say that this is definitely one of our hardest cases that we've ever had to work.
Why is that? Just out of curiosity.
Bad bugs and the AIDS?
I mean, that's a factor. It's just Perry, you never know what you're going to get with him. He's a real wild card. Not since Gary Busey have we seen unpredictability like this.
He's just a roller coaster ride. You get on his back and you just take off, and you don't know when it's all of a sudden going to drop on you, and you don't know when you're going to slowly rise back to the top.
And if we're being fully honest here, which we are, the system always believes in honesty and integrity, the pool has been a tough challenge for us because it's just it's been there every
true.
Time.
I know you guys really want to go for a dip.
You're
that.
Not allowed in my apartment building.
Okay, it just right, looks so right, pristine, right. And it's just been the
you're
the,
not allowed in my apartment building.
Can I ask
the
one
siren
question?
Song of that
you
pool.
Know what? The seriousness of what they just said, I wonder this. Maybe you should say something. Can you put your fingers in your ears for just one second?
Sure.
Scare me. So have them for a pool party.
What are you doing?
There is no fucking
not
way.
Even, not what even a doing? Pool party.
Okay.
Not even a pool party. Here's what you do. Before they make their decision to kiss their ass a little bit, you say, hey, look, why don't you come into my pool? You have 3 minutes in my pool. I think we can make a funny video where I scream at you guys to get out of the pool. We'll shoot that, and you can get in my pool.
They've been naked, there 3 minutes. Naked. You guys all swim naked minutes. Together.
Perry?
You guys all go skinny dipping at night together.
To get you out of the system,
then,
you won't
and
do
then
that?
The cops come.
3 minutes
go, oh,
of time?
No. Someone stole your clothes.
It's
you
only
go running
3 minutes?
Down the boulevard.
No.
Perry, don't be stupid. All right, well, then people have been saying you have no chance of getting out of the system.
Then
here's
you know
your
what?
Last opportunity, you fucking moron.
Five
don't be
minutes
stupid.
At my house in my
no.
pool. That's it.
All right. Well, tell him
you
that.
Jump in, you
okay.
jump out,
right.
goodbye.
All right.
And if that doesn't get me out of the system, you're fired.
Okay. Guys, take your fingers out of your ears.
Can I just finish what Joel was saying? Is that Joel and I don't get paid that well. We're just civil servants. And basically, one of the biggest perks is that we work with a lot of people who are very well off, such as yourself.
Well off.
Joel and I both played water polo in college. and we immensely enjoy submerging ourselves in somebody's luscious
pool.
Yeah. So that's all. We were hurt that it was never offered to us.
Well, I said you can jump in and jump out of my pool. 5 minutes is all you get.
Did you hear that?
Wait, what?
In and out.
Can you repeat that again?
He's going to let you go to his pool and videotape you guys in his pool. You got to go in and out. You have 5 minutes. And as
five
a joke,
minutes,
what he'll
it.
Do, right. he'll yell at you and get out of my fucking pool.
Mr. Caravello, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That means
in
they're
out,
really
that
excited.
That
this is going
to
be amazing.
Oh, with Perry.
Woo!
Okay.
Really well, if I allow that to
Perry,
happen, let me finish.
No, let me finish. Put your fingers back in your ear. Perry, you can't do this. You've already got them on your side. Just let them slide and let them make their decision. Shut up. Guys, take your fingers out of your ears.
Are there, can you use like rafts and stuff?
No,
anything like that.
5 minutes.
That
means you dive in and you get the fuck out.
It's not 5 minutes.
Immediately.
Okay, so
Joel and I have a two-man raft, though, that we definitely enjoy using in a
pool. Forget it, then.
What? How is that?
Perry, 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Are you going to join us?
No.
Okay, then it
I'm
is
gonna fucking throw
Perry,
it out.
Oh, you guys
nicer.
Should do the game where you throw a bunch of coins in there and see who can pick up the most money.
Oh, oh yeah. Shut up.
Bad idea.
Guess what? I'm done with fucking Hollywood. Good night, all of
you.
You.
We
okay.
Could play, we could play. I'll yell Perry, and then you yell Caramello.
Okay.
And I have to come
Perry.
Caramello.
Perry.
Caramello. And then you have
okay.
to go tag the guy.
Well, here's your chance, guys.
Oh, it's going to be great.
He's now going to let you have 5 minutes in his pool. What is your decision?
This is like 5 minutes in heaven. I just got to say that. I'm almost too overcome to talk about the decision.
It's tough. Okay.
It's going to be a pretty awesome 5 minute pool party.
So, wait. Before we start, we would like to apologize to everyone, the listeners, Don,
yes.
Mole.
Thank you.
Mary Jane. Mr. Caravello.
You're apologizing to me?
We're apologizing because Judge Mike usually hands down these decisions. But he's on a vacation right now with Barrister Steve and some other members of the system. They're in Say What to Nao. So we will be handing down the decision if that's okay with everyone in here.
Fine with me.
I hope the water in Say What to Nao is as blue as it is in my dreams.
I hope it's as blue as it is in Perry's pool. That raft
you wanted,
is going to be
you wanted,
great.
You want a little build-up music? A little fanfare
music? Yeah, that would be great.
All right, hit it.
So, after many, many, many weeks with you in deliberation, we have finally come to our final conclusion on whether you stay in the system or you get out of the system. So, is the music playing?
Yes.
All right.
The decision is in this official system binder, which I'm now going to shut. For dramatic purposes.
That means I'm out of the system.
Mr. Caravello, please. Open it back up.
And the verdict is... Perry is out of the system!
Yeah, master!
Rock and roll!
It was a tough decision, but we went back through all the witness testimony that came out, and we fact-checked, and we cross-checked, and we re-examined... And we'll tell you what, Mr. Caravello, we found that the majority of witnesses were lying. They were lying about everything they said about you. I hope that makes you feel good.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's let him take a quick
picture. People love to lie about you, dude.
Well, Mr. Caravello, because there was perjury involved in your trial, the system is going to deal with those people. And let's just say they're fucked between us.
Severely disciplined is how we like to put it. Because we do not like people defaming other... talented people just to either further the career or push other people's careers down.
And it takes a while at the system. We're backlogged. A lot of things are happening right now in the world. People, as we speak, are being put in the system. It's going to take up to 9 months for us to process your paperwork, Mr. Caravello.
Okay, so that means what?
So, in 9 months, you're out of the system.
So in 9 months, you'll be able to go out on auditions and just hit the town hard just like you used to.
Nine months?
You can go on auditions in the meantime, but you have to approach the casting director, whoever's there, and say, my name is Perry Caravello. I was in the system. I was ruled out of the system. It just takes 9 months for my paperwork to come through, and I would like you to know it's okay for me to be
okay,
here.
Okay, then. Good.
Some kind of confirmation number he needs? Or?
We will email you a confirmation number. We need you to memorize this number and then delete it, okay? Because this is just...
You have my email address, I hope, right?
We will get it from you before we leave here. Okay. And we want you to memorize this number. And everywhere you go, as soon as you approach the casting director, whoever it is, we need you to say this number. They'll recognize it.
Okay.
And that you were in the system previously, but you are now out. Okay. And you're allowed to be around children and
Whoa. I don't know about that.
Shut up.
Still a child pornographer.
I'm not in the pornography. Get out of here.
Mr. Caravello, since you have been in the system for over 10 years.
Yeah.
And you have not been able to work.
Yeah.
The system understands that. And to kind of make up for this, to make restitution, we have, well, it's a bit of a perk, and we're going to let you have it. But the system has several discounts at many different chain restaurants and home improvement stores.
Nice.
And so when you go, I don't want to name all the names, but let's just say that Osh, have you ever heard of Orchard Supply Hardware?
Yes.
20% discount there.
Okay.
Joel, do you maybe want to? Baby Gap as well is one of our stores.
Pretty good one.
And you go to the Baby Gap?
Is that non-sale items?
We're telling you.
Just telling you some of the stores, but we can't go. We don't want to tell too much about the system.
Would they just go up to the store, whatever this list is, and they can just go say that I'm in the system? Can I get my discount?
Upon placing your item that you plan on purchase up on the counter, just mention, please, I was in the system, and now I'm out. And then automatically, whatever the percentage, and you'll have to give them your number.
Whatever it is.
Fantastic. Well, guys.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to Scary Perry.
You want to go to Osh after this and get some stuff?
No.
Well, I see by the clock on the wall near the thing.
Perry,
I'm trying to close out.
Go ahead.
You know, we've had a long run. 22 and a half years, the three of us knuckleheads have been together. And this is it.
This is it.
And I will never see you again, Perry, unless we get the pilot going. It was nice to know you. You want to get in touch with us on the social network. Mola, how can they get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with me. I'm Walter Malinsky at Facebook. I love hearing from everybody. And pretty soon I'm going to be at bananadoobies.org.
Perry, how can people get in touch with you?
ScaryPerrySkateboards.com, ScaryPerryProductions.com, or email me. Don't email me. Just buy Scary Perry Skateboards, ScaryPerry.
Okay. Oh, all right. That's enough.
Skate the number 8. SK yeah. The number 8. Boards.
SK the number. The number.
Go
eight
back to a previous
boards.
Episode to find his. If you want to get in touch with me on Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1. That's number 1. Facebook, Don Barris. Instagram, SimplyDon1. Vine, Don Barris. Every week, check out Simply Don the podcast. And coming very soon to Simply Don the podcast network, the Ding Dong Show is moving from Death Squad over to Simply Don the Podcast Network. And if you want to get stuff in our store, www.simplydonthepodcastnetworkstore.com. Don't forget, every night I'm over at the world famous comedy store. Come by and see me late night.
Where did you get that?
I've been doing that for a while now.
Congratulations.
Anyway, put it there, guys, for the last time. Everybody, you know what? Let's stand up for this one. For the last time.
Come on, Scam
Ass. As a lot of you might know, Vince was the guitar player during the wedding, and now he's kind of rocked out a little bit. For the very last time, put her there, guys.
Big three.
Goodbye, everybody.